Soraya, open the door, please. I know that you're at home. Soraya! Astana called me and said he saw Uncle Hamid come here. Open the door. Uncle Hamid, I know that you're inside. I swear to God, I never gave Layla the address of the workshop. I didn't send her there. I'm not going to leave until you open the door. Uncle Hamid, let me talk to you. You don't have to go back with me if you don't want to. Just open the door. Soraya, come on. I want to help Uncle Hamid, that's all. If you want to make up for your past, come and open the door. If you really love Uncle Hamid, then please open the door now. Hi, Astara. I'm outside Soraya's house. No one's opening the door for me. Are you sure that the person who went into her house was Uncle Hamid?
Yes, I'm positive.
They must know then that I'm outside the door. They probably saw me through the window. That's why they're not opening the door for me. Could you please come here and do me a favor? Can you please bring me Soraya's house key so I can get in myself? I'm sorry. I wanted to come and get the key from you myself, but I'm scared that if I leave my spot, Uncle Hamid will run away from here and then I'll lose him.
But Betty, if I open the door without Soraya's permission, she might get upset with me or not talk to me anymore.
Uncle Astala, please help me. If I don't take Uncle Hamid back home right now, I might never find him ever again.
Soraya? Soraya? Hamid? 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 Let's go, son. Let's go. They might have gone somewhere. If your aunt comes and sees me in her house without her, she'll get upset, you know?
But where could they have gone?
Maybe Hamid asked her for some money and maybe they went to the bank.
Uncle Astala.
What is it?
It's Soraya.
Soraya?
Yes, it's Soraya.
Soraya?
Soraya? Soraya? Hello, emergency services? Hello, sir. We urgently need help here. Yes, it's an old woman. I don't know. I think she fell down. She's unconscious at the moment. Yes.
It's perfect, thank you. Take a look at the cabinet under the sink as well for me, would you? It's really in bad shape. It fell on my foot twice.
How dare it do that? There's nothing wrong with it.
Ah, you see, that's what happens. I tried fixing it myself a couple of times, but when you open it, it falls all of a sudden.
The hinge is rusty. I've got to buy a new one.
Here, it's Mehdi.
Hold this.
Okay.
How's it going, Mehdi?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mehdi.
Dad, I've brought Aunt Saraya to the hospital. Do you think you can come here?
Why is she in the hospital?
I'll tell you when I see you.
What hospital? Who have they taken to hospital?
Calm down. They've taken Aunt Saraya there.
Dad, will you still come and visit her?
Yes, son. Of course I'll come.
Okay, I will send you the address right now.
All right. Send it to me. I'll be on my way soon.
Okay, Dad. See you now.
Goodbye, Mehdi.
Did Mehdi take her to the hospital?
I don't know. He just said she's in the hospital.
Oh.
I'm going to the hospital. I'll fix the cabinet door when I come back, okay?
Oh, don't worry about that. Go and see what happened.
Akram, aren't you going to come with me?
Me? No, I'm not coming. You go.
All right.
And change your clothes. They're dirty.
All right, all right.
Dr. Vatani to the emergency room. Dr. Vatani to the emergency room, please.
How is she, son? What did Aunt Homer say?
Aunt Homer says she's not in a critical state.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Who gave you the news, Mehdi? Who brought her to the hospital?
I found her myself, in her home, and I brought her to the hospital.
Why did you go to Soraya's house?
I went to look for Uncle Hamid.
Did Hamid go there?
Well, Layla went to the workshop today to see her father. Uncle Hamid thought I sent her there, so he got angry and then he packed up his things and he just left.
So did you bring Uncle Hamid back?
No, when I arrived there, Uncle Hamid had already left.
Oh.
Mr. Ahmad to the emergency room.
How did Layla know that her dad was in the workshop? Where did she even get the address from?
Well, I had told Aunt Susan that Uncle Hamid was staying in our workshop, but what I can't understand is how Layla found out about the address in the end.
Susan must have given her the address.
No, Aunt Sue didn't want Layla to see her dad in that kind of state. I'm sure she didn't tell him about it.
Hi. What happened?
I enrolled for the upcoming semester.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes. Where's Dad?
He's gone to the hospital.
Why is he in the hospital?
They've taken Aunt Saraya to the hospital. Your dad's gone to visit her.
I've already had lunch, Mum. Why did they take her to the hospital?
She's an old woman, my darling.
I saw pictures of her younger days in Grandma's photo album. She was so pretty. What was her husband's name again?
Astola.
Oh, yes, she was much better looking than Astola.
Yes.
I'm going to go and change and then we can drink some tea.
No, Noosh. Drink this cup of tea here. I just poured it. I'm going to change my clothes so we can go to the hospital too.
Oh, really?
Yes. I regret not going with your father.
Do you know which hospital she's in?
No, I forgot to ask for the address. Call Mehdi, he'll tell you. I'll be back in a minute.
I'll call him, but I won't tell him you're going there so we can surprise them.
Surprise who?
Aunt Soraya.
Who knows what state she's in right now? She's not going to be surprised by anything.
Hello there, princess. Hello there. Paris too should have come. Babies are sensitive. They shouldn't be in these kinds of places.
You're right.
Yeah, princess. Hello, 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 princess.
My angel.
She's seen her mom.
Hello.
I'm coming.
Hello.
How are you?
No, it's okay.
Hello.
Sit down.
My girl didn't cry, did she?
No.
Oh, dear.
Hey, gorgeous.
Thankfully, she's doing well. Homer said that she got lucky.
Yes, thank God for that.
Thank you for bringing her to the hospital in time, darling.
They're all right. It was nothing. Don't worry.
Why did you even go there?
Oh, no reason. I just went there just to visit her, nothing in particular. What's wrong, sweetie?
Isn't it a strange world? The same child who Soraya used to bother and pick on turns out to be her guardian angel.
Come on.
You are truly wise, my lord. There's a reason for everything that happens.
You didn't tell Dad, did you?
No, darling. I didn't tell him because I didn't want to worry him. He won't be able to do anything anyway.
Oops. All right, then. Let's go. This place is filled with germs. It's not good for the baby.
Okay.
Let's go,
I'm
Mum.
I'm getting too old for all this. Sit down, stand up, business.
That's Akram.
Hey, Mom.
Akram. My darling.
Hello, Mom.
Hello.
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 I'm so glad you came.
I missed you so much.
I'm so glad you came.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go.
Did you bring your mother here?
No, Mum wanted to come herself.
How are you, little one? Oh, you look so gorgeous today.
Aunt Soraya separated those two from each other. Now visiting the same Aunt Soraya has made them up again. Your grandmother is right. There's a reason for everything that happens. Certainly, God is great.
Oh.
Aunt Soraya.
She's fine, darling.
Oh, thank heavens
she's
for that.
Fine.
Goodbye.
You could go see her.
I will.
Oh, Homer will be so happy to see you.
Sure.
Grandma. Yes, dear. Go on. Go see her.
Excuse us. We'll see you soon.
Poor thing. Look what's happened to her.
I hope she gets better.
Who would have believed that this is the same person who used to torment you so much? Who knows? Maybe she's paying the price for what she did to us.
Dr. Amadi to the emergency room. Dr. Amadi to the emergency room.
Mum, have you forgiven her?
Yes. I'll forgive her so God can forgive me.
Hello, Akram.
Hi, Homer.
It's great to see you.
You too.
Hi, Aunt Sue.
Hello, Mehdi. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Not bad. Come in.
I don't want to bother you. Is Layla at home?
Yes, she's in her bedroom.
Could you please tell her to come out here? I just want to talk to her a bit.
What's wrong? Come in.
No, it's nothing. I just want to ask her something.
Mehdi, is there anything wrong? Can you tell me?
No, don't worry, Aunt Sue.
Layla's been down in the dumps ever since she got home today. I keep asking her what the matter is, but she says she's not in a good mood. Tell me if anything's happened.
Well, Layla came to the workshop to see her dad today.
She wanted to see her dad.
That day when you guys were at the restaurant, I hid outside and waited until you and Dad came outside. I then followed you until I found the workshop.
So you broke your promise?
I swear to God, I couldn't stop myself anymore, Mehdi. I couldn't.
But you swore on your father's life.
I didn't break my promise. I didn't come forward or speak to my dad that day.
So you tricked me then?
I swear to God, ever since that day, I haven't been able to think about anything except my dad. I keep seeing him in my head. When I finished school today, I don't know how I even made my way to the workshop. It was as though I was sleepwalking. I suddenly found myself waiting outside the workshop. I didn't want to ring the doorbell at first. I wanted to go back, but...
I wish you had turned back, Layla.
I promise, I couldn't control myself.
So tell me, where did you find him the last time? Maybe he's gone back there again.
No, Aunt Sue. He can't go back there anymore.
Listen, Mehdi. The reason he left is because he doesn't want to quit his addiction. So you better...
No. I really do think he can quit. I am positive my dad is able to quit his addiction. You know he left me because... because he didn't want me to see him in that condition.
But if you understood that, then why did you do such a thing? Why did you go there and make him leave out of embarrassment?
I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done it, Mehdi. My dad is capable of quitting. I swear to God he can do it. I'm sure he can quit. Just please promise me you'll go looking for him. Please find him. And don't let him ever leave again.
I'll do the best I can to help him. I promise you.
My sweetheart.
Hello.
You can pack your things and leave.
Why?
I don't need you to work here anymore. And I'm not able to pay your wages. So you're dismissed. You can go. Come on now. Where are you, Jalal?
I'm almost there. Come down so I don't have to wait for you.
Come upstairs. I've got to talk to Mr. Nayeri for a minute.
Oh, come on, Farad. Leave it for later. We're going to be late.
Jalal, come upstairs. I've told Mr. Nayeri to come too. I've got to give him a letter. Come in.
Hello, sir.
Hello. I'll write down everything I remember. Check the files again and see whether I've missed anything, okay?
Did you say something to Miss Jalili?
Yes. Find out how much we owe her and tell her to go.
But why?
No reason. I don't need a secretary for the time being. I'll tell you to advertise the position once I need someone.
Excuse me, but don't I, as the accountant manager, have the right to know what happened?
You mean I have no say around here because I've employed an accounts manager for
my
company?
Well, you can't just kick her out for no reason. She can sue you.
Let her go and sue me. Let's see what's going to happen when she sues me. Write a letter addressed to the Labor Department, tell them we're reducing staff, and tell the customs clearance staff to leave as well. I haven't got free money to hand out anymore. And tell the trade staff to leave too. I just need an accountant. Why would I need all these staff members when I don't have any money to import goods? I just need you and Mrs. Ranama to stay. That's it. Why are you just standing there, Mr. Nanieri? I don't want anyone to be here by this afternoon. Go on, then.
Did he say what's wrong? Did you do something or say anything to him?
No, I swear I didn't. He was just starting to be nice to me. He even said he'd give me the loan I requested. I don't know what happened, but he suddenly changed 180 degrees today.
Why are you still sitting here, ma'am?
So am I supposed to tell the staff members or will you do it?
You can leave. Go outside. Do you not understand, woman? You can leave.
Do me a favor and tell the other guys yourself, because I'm leaving too. Come on, darling. Let's go.
Goodbye.
Mr. Nayiri, there'll be no turning back if you leave.
Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
Nothing. Come in.
Why was Mrs. Jalili crying?
It doesn't matter. Come in.
Aren't you going to tell me what happened?
Nothing, man. I told Miss Jalili to leave, and Mr. Nayiri decided to be more Catholic than the Pope. He got offended.
So you finally fired her? Why are you so mean to the poor woman?
Stop talking, Jalal. She's the one behind it all. No one but I and her know Sahar's address. I want you to go after Mr. Nayiri. Don't let him leave.
Is he leaving too?
Yes. Tell him now's not the time to leave. He has a job to finish and then he can leave. We're going to have to order checks in 3 months, so legally he can't leave. Tell him I'll sue him if he leaves.
Have you gone after Shayeste yet? You're really jeopardizing your life, you know. Do you realize what you're doing?
Stop talking nonsense, Jalal. I called her mom, but she wouldn't let me speak to her. I can't kill myself for her. She'll come back whenever she wants.
Did I tell you to call her? I told you to go there and bring her home.
Where are you going?
Didn't you tell me to go and speak with Mr. Nayiri?
Hello.
Hello. What's the matter?
What's the matter with what?
You told me to come here so you could talk to me. Tell me what's wrong, man.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry. I'll tell you. Go sit down while I pour a cup of tea.
Sivash, I don't want any tea. Talk to me. What's the matter?
The thing is, Miran, I really didn't want to tell you this.
What?
But I thought that if I don't tell you, you might get upset with me later and say, well, why didn't you tell me?
Okay.
When I went to university yesterday, I saw Ruzbe, Dr. Ruzbani's son, talking to Ms. Azli.
You mean Nazanin?
No, no. He was talking to her sister.
What were they saying?
I don't know. They were too far away for me to hear.
Well, maybe they were talking about their classes or something like that.
Like what?
Whatever. Maybe she was getting notes from him. That guy's one of those nerds, you know.
They weren't talking about classes or notes or anything like that.
Come on, Siavash, you just told me they were too far away and you couldn't hear what they were saying.
Yeah, I didn't hear them, but...
But what? Hurry up and tell me, Siavash, you're killing me, man!
After Miss Usley had finished talking to Roosby, she walked right past me. She was with her friend. She was saying, "Thank God we got rid of that Miran for good."
She said that to you?
No, she didn't say it to me. She was telling her friend, but she was saying it in a way so I could hear her. Don't get upset now, Miran. I don't think Nazanin even knows what happened. Her sister probably talked to Ruzbe without telling Nazanin.
I should have taught him a huge lesson the first time he proposed to her. I'll show him.
Miran, why do you want to fix everything by using force?
What then? Do you expect me to say, "Hey, Ruzbe, could you please stop proposing to this girl who is supposed to be my fiancé?"
No, but you shouldn't stress over nothing either. If Nazanin really loves you, she'll wait for you till the end. Even if 100 other guys propose to her, she'll reject each one of them. But if she doesn't love you, you can't stop her getting married to someone else. Remember, you promised you'd just talk to him.
Okay.
Miran, do you remember what Nazanin told you when you had a fight with Mohammad Reza? She said you're no different from the thugs out on the streets. If you go pick another fight now and act like a thug, you can be sure that Nazanin will find out about it. Miran, don't do something you'll regret.
Can we talk for a little moment?
What can I do for you?
Listen to me, pal. You proposed to Nazanin once, and you heard the answer. She said no to you. When someone tells you no, what do they mean? They mean no.
And what's your role in the middle of all of this?
My role is in the middle. Between you and Nazanin. Let me make this clear to you. As long as I'm here, you won't be able to marry her.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, you're just someone like me. Nazanin has said no to you. When someone says no to you, that means they say no.
My situation is different than yours, my friend.
That's right. It is different. I still haven't taken my family to their house to propose. And when I do that, Nazanin might even at least come out and greet my parents.
Look, Ruzbe, I really don't care whether you're the son of the dean or whoever else. And I don't care what Nazanin's answer will be to your next proposal. I already told you this. I will come between you two and I will stay there till the very end. Just be very careful, my friend. This whole thing is making me really mad.
Listen closely, Miran. I'm only going to say this once. When I found out last time that there was something going on between you and Nazanin, I backed off and I didn't insist on anything. And the reason being because insisting in that kind of situation wasn't in line with my beliefs or my values, but...
You better not insist on it now either.
No, this time it's different. Nazanin has already said no to you, and I will only go away if I hear the same answer from her. If I get scared by you now and back down like you want me to, I'll spend the rest of my life humiliated. You understand?
Nazanin, honey, your cell phone's been ringing for ages. Go and answer it. I'll take care of the rest.
Okay.
Aren't you going to finish this nonsense?
Nazanin, this nonsense you're talking about is like life and death for me.
Mehran.
Go away. I've already given my dad a hard time with my foolishness.
He's not feeling well. If he sees you
again, he'll either hurt you or, God forbid, something will happen to him.
When is Ruzbe planning on proposing to you?
How could you do that to me?
You could have at least waited for me to go to prison first.
Did you call me to tell me this rubbish?
Did you send your sister to talk to him?
Mehran, what are you talking about?
Sivar
saw your sister talking to him. I talked to him as well. He knew about everything
that happened during my proposal. He even knew that you didn't
show yourself to my family that night.
Beta must have
talked to him without telling me. I haven't arranged a proposal date with anyone.
And even if I do, it's got nothing to do with you, Mehran.
You got that? It's got nothing to do with you. I'm telling you this so you don't get your hopes up for nothing.
You're the only hope I've got.
Mehran, you have to leave.
Do you want to destroy me, Nazanin?
Leave me alone. You've already hurt me enough. Just finish it.
Nazanin, don't let Ruzbe
set foot in this house. Don't use him to get back
at me. Do anything you want except that. Nazanin, don't do this to me.
Nazanin.
Don't do this to me, Nazanin. Nazanin,
please.
ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم میارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم مکه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی زندگیم از دست میره، رازی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، قربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.